too, so I wouldn't be talking to you.
A variety of other skin ailments also seem to respond well to the medical sciences formulas. Patsy Larson, who used to be highly allergic to poison ivy, also had a rare form of psoriasis.
I had a skin problem, and I went to a dermatologist and was under his care for over 4 months in Longview. And he took a biopsy of it and sent it off, and it came back, and it was called parapsoriasis, which there is no cure for. And for 4 months, he treated me, and I tried every kind of bath soak. I took cortisone for 2 months, which would only stop the itching. The places never would go away. And if you've ever seen psoriasis, it's a dry, round, itchy, patchy place on your skin that just, the itching is just unbelievable. You're just in such pain with it all the time, and you can't sleep, and unless you take cortisone, you can't, there's no relief from the itching. And I had it from my ankles up to about my neck area, arms, legs, back, buttocks, everywhere covered in it. And I just could not get any relief whatsoever. And I had, one day, I had tried this medicine that Zane had given us on poison ivy. I have very sensitive skin, and at the time we were in the process of building a new home, and we were hand clearing part of our lot. And I'd gotten into poison ivy and just covered in it. And the only way I can get rid of it is to go take cortisone shots. So we had been working out in the yard, and the next morning I got up, I had a little patch on my skin. And now, tomorrow, that would be all over. So I thought, well, I'm going to try this. It took a cancer out of the top of Zane's head. I'm going to try it on my skin and see what happens. And I put it on there. The whole forearm crusted over where I had this poison ivy. Now, I was doctoring, already begun to doctor it with calamine, caladryl, everything, but I just had put off because I just had to go get those shots. So anyhow, in about 4 days, that had completely scabbed over, and the scabs had fallen off, and my arm was better. And when I contracted this parapsoriasis, I was just in such pain and such misery with it. He said, I'm going to try one more thing. If this doesn't work, I'm going to have to send you to Oklahoma City, to where this is where they're doing the studies on this now. And I wasn't ready for that. So one day, after taking my daily soaking and whatever medication I had, I got out of the tub and I got that medicine and I thought, I'm going to try it. I put it on every spot I had from head to toe. I had to sleep in pajamas at night because these places were so bad and they would just run and just itch and something just torments you to death. And out of... it set me on fire, and it burned, and it hurt, and all of this, but every place scabbed over. And I went back to the doctor, to my dermatologist, and I told him, I said, hey, I have found something. It immediately stopped the itching. I could sleep from then on, you know, without having to take something to sleep, because you're just up all night scratching. And I have one minor scar here and one on my leg, but to have seen my body all over, there's no way I can tell you what they look like. They were from a dime size to a half a dollar size all over, from my ankles up. And for 4 months, I suffered with this until I tried this medicine that Zane gave us.
Patsy's husband, Ray, then tried it on a recurring form of acne under his arm that once required antibiotics to keep under control.
I had a place really break out bad under my arm, so I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to try this stuff that you tried on your skin just to see if it works. Because all the time, you know, like I said, I didn't think it really was going to do much. I know it cured poison ivy because I got it all off of me that way. Well, I put this medicine on there and I put a Band-Aid over it. And it started getting a big scab on it. And then that big scab came off and it was just literally an opening there in the skin where this infection had come out. And as that closed back up, it's like Patsy's arm. You know, it went away. I haven't taken any more of that antibiotics.
While different compositions of the medical sciences formula appear to be extremely effective when applied externally, when taken internally, other compositions seem to act as an immune system stimulant that has a positive effect on conditions ranging from arthritis to cancer to chronic health problems.
In 1968, I had a cancer operation. It was a radical mastectomy. He removed all the lymph nodes that had metastasized into my lymph nodes on the right side. And they removed all that and all the muscles in my arm, except the one directly over the point of my shoulder. And consequently, my arm swelled, which happens to very many women who have had a mastectomy, because there's no way to draw the fluid out of your arm and back into your body. The fluid stays down there, and very, very often it will become infected because of being dormant in your arm. If you get a little bit of cut on your hand, it'll be cause infection. And I had this several times a year before I took this medicine. I began taking the medicine in the last week of November of 86. And of this infection since then. I also had arthritis in my hip, and it had become so severe that it was difficult to get up of a morning, and I would be completely stooped over until I could get into a hot shower, until I could finally get my back straight. And then my back, then the pain began to go down my leg, and I was limping all the time. And it seemed to be getting worse. And I started taking this medicine, and within 10 days after I started the medicine, my back had no more pain in it, and my leg, I stopped limping. And since then, I have, in the last 2 years, I've had no colds. I've had no problems with my arm. I no longer have problems with my back. And I feel that the medicine has done what nothing else could do.
Marie Blanton says the compound is also freed her from nagging bouts of arthritis, a claim made by several other former arthritis victims. One of them is Paul Wilson, the chief investigator for the Texas Railroad Commission.
I've had arthritis 10 years. I've had it so severe that I couldn't get out of bed. I could not get up out of a chair without help. I've woke up in the morning with my fingers just drawn up like this. I'd have to run hot water on them and work them loose. And eventually got into several programs, test programs of using various drugs to try to make it better. And some things worked to the extent that as long as I didn't exert myself in any way, I wasn't in a lot of pain. But if I overexerted myself, use a hammer, or do any strenuous exercise, then it would flare up on me. About a year and a half ago, I received some of this compound from Zane, and I took it once a day for about 3.5 months. And that's been a year ago since I've taken any. And I build patios, I do yard work, I can run, jump, and I'm fine. I used to, I couldn't even shake hands with people. It put me on my knees. And now I shake hands all the time, and I feel like a man again.
68-year-old Raymond Prince had suffered with arthritis for 25 years before taking the medical sciences Cythritis formula. He hasn't been bothered by it since.
But this compound, it cured my arthritis, and man, that's the God truth. My knuckles just—they were swell up. You couldn't get your fingers between the, you couldn't clasp them. They were just so way up. And even when you drive a tractor or drive a car, you know, it would be, they'd be stiff. Mm-hmm. But now they're just as limber as they can be, and I've. It's great that it feels great that it did what it did, got over so quick. I can kneel down and on my knees and just do anything I want to, crawl under the tractor or anything. My knees don't bother me no more.
After being hospitalized for 18 months during the Korean War with a back injury, George Schwartzer thought his lethargy and need for frequent naps was a byproduct of his war wounds. Then, much to the surprise of he and his wife, Mary, he was told he had prostate cancer.
Back in 86, I had couldn't urinate. So being a veteran, I went to the VA hospital, and they reamed me out, run me through the Roto-Rooter, whatever you want to call it. And